From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama holds a year-end news conference this afternoon before leaving Washington with his family. NPR's Scott Horsley reports he is likely to be asked about the Sony hack, the incoming Congress, and his historic reopening of diplomatic ties to Cuba.
The president's party suffered a big defeat in last month's midterm elections, but Obama himself has been on a tear since then, closing a dramatic climate deal with China, ordering big changes to immigration policy, and just this week launching a new chapter with Cuba. At the same time, the U.S. economy continues to show improvement, giving Obama a welcome platform to address reporters about the difficult year just ending and what's in store for his last 2 years in office. Obama will take questions in the less formal setting of the White House briefing room before jetting off to Hawaii for a Christmas vacation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The CEO of Apple is criticizing the BBC for an investigative piece that documented labor abuses at Apple factories in China. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the undercover investigation accused Apple of breaking promises to protect workers.
The BBC program sent an undercover reporter to work at a Chinese factory that makes parts for the iPhone 6. The reporter was forced to work 18-hour shifts without a day off. According to the program, that kind of treatment is routine at companies that supply Apple parts. Apple's senior vice president of operations sent a letter to employees in the UK this morning saying he and CEO Tim Cook are, quote, deeply offended by the BBC's report. The letter insists that Apple is improving working conditions. The company separately told the BBC, "We are aware of no other company doing as much as Apple to ensure fair and safe working conditions." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Spanish authorities say a man with financial problems rammed his car into the headquarters of Spain's ruling party today. Lauren Freya reports from Madrid. Police searched the building for explosives and several downtown blocks were cordoned off.
Police say the man's car was packed with gas canisters and possibly some other explosive material, but nothing ignited and they've ruled out terrorism, saying the man had money woes and blamed politicians. No one was hurt and the man was arrested. His smashed up car came to rest in the lobby after plowing through metal shutters and two sets of doors. A cleaner was almost hit. The attack occurred at 7 a.m. Police guards were stationed outside the building, which has been a target of many protests in recent years by Spaniards angry about government corruption and the country's jobless rate, which still exceeds 23%. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 17 points at 17,797. The Nasdaq is up 11 points at 4,759. The S&P 500 is up 6 points at 2,067. You're listening to NPR. The president of Kenya has signed a controversial anti-terrorism law that gives sweeping powers to police and the executive. Kenya has been devastated by multiple terrorist attacks claimed by militants, hurting the vital tourist industry. But NPR's Gregory Warner reports critics say Kenya is becoming a police state.
Kenyan senators were caught on live television physically brawling in the parliament over the law that some argued would be used by the president to stifle critics. The law requires journalists to get police permission before writing about terrorism and security. A popular blogger has already been arrested, apparently for calling the president an adolescent on Twitter. But tourism operators said that the law might bring safety and foreign tourists back to Kenya on safari. And on Kenyan blogs, there was praise for one provision that has nothing to do with terrorism. It makes the act of stripping a woman naked in public punishable by 10 years in jail. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Federal Communications Commission has turned away a petition involving the name of the NFL's Washington Redskins team. A legal activist had asked the agency to stop a radio station from using the name on air, saying it is racist and derogatory. But the FCC says broadcast indecency violations only cover sexual or excretory matters. The EPA is expected to release new federal guidelines today on coal ash. This is waste that comes from coal burned for electricity. It's expected that the EPA will allow states to continue to enforce the regulations. Environmentalists have hoped the federal government would be in charge of enforcement. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.